let's go back, back, way back, when the Smurfs ran into Agent 00711.
Coming to theaters this summer, the hottest Bond movie ever. See Agent 00711 in
Return of the Smurf.
Hey, dog breath.
Oh, no.
Are you pleased to be going away?
Sorry, Goatface. We love it here.
Yeah.
Whoa, what's that?
Uh-oh.
That's Agent 00711. Oh, and his turban is turning into a semi-automatic Slurpee slime gun.
Oh, no.
This summer, see Punjabi Sahib Abdul Ishtar Sirhan Bond III as Agent 00711 in The Return of the Smurfs.
Oh no! He's got a double bean burrito methane gas bomb!
And he's aiming it this way! Run away!
Whoa! That smells worse than the Ayatollah!
Shannon in the morning.
Get them all out of the way before 10 o'clock. Here's the last crusade.
Oh, I forgot the Smurf alert. For people recording.
You haven't seen action. You haven't seen drama. You haven't seen Diddly Squat until you've seen Indiana Smurf and the Last Charade. See Indiana Smurf go to Panama.
Let's play Russian roulette with this bazooka, Mr. Noriega. You first.
Okay. Indiana confronts the next door neighbor's dog.
All right, Buster. You've planted little doggy landmines on my lawn too many times. That's why I've constructed this Alpo-scented, camouflaged catapult you're standing on. Yay!
Watch as he returns to 7-Eleven.
I thought I told you never to come back here.
Sorry, Camel Breath. I really gotta take a whiz, and you've got the only Slurpee machine around.
Indiana Smurf and the Last Charade, directed by Rob Lowe.
Well, okay. I'll take off my clothes, but you give me the candy bar first, and promise you don't have cooties.
Coming soon to a nuclear-free zone near you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Smurfathon continues.
And now, this week's episode of Smurfs Night Out.
Hey, what are we gonna do tonight? Let's go to 7-Eleven, get some brewskis, and then find some Smurfettes.
All right,
let's go! Hey. Hey, Abdul, how about a couple of 12-packs and the new Playboy? Yeah, I want to see Vanna White's Hooters.
I'm very sorry, we do not carry Playboy.
What, are you guys Smurfosexuals or something?
Hey, what are you doing back there?
Chill out, Goat Lips. I'm just putting cans of tuna fish into the microwave.
You must get out now.
Hold your slinky, Sahib. We gotta wait for Papa Smurf. He's taking a leak in the Slurpee machine. Hey, Muhammad, if you're so smart, if 7-Eleven never closes, then how come there's locks on the doors, huh? Welcome to 7-Eleven, home of the flying burritos. We're gonna screw this place up. I guess today's your lucky day, Punjabi. Here's your boss.
Get out.
Bite the big one, Camel Breath.
Shannon in the morning.
The most recent Smurf adventure, for the last time, on Pirate Radio, the Smurfs meet Batman.
And now, it's time for another adventure of the Smurfs. This time, the Smurfs meet the Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight?
Yes, the Smurfs meet
Batman!
Hey, Batman!
Wait a minute, that's not Batman, that's Mr. Mom!
Michael Keaton!
I'm Batman!
Hey, look, his ears are rubber! Hey, this is fun!
You know, he looks like the Michelin Man on Nutrisystem!
I'm Batman.
No, he looks like the Pillsbury Doughboy spray painted black. Maybe they left him in the microwave too long. Yeah, in his Lee press-on bat costume.
Hey, Mr. Mom, how many condoms did you melt down to make that chest for you?
Hey, Batman, what's this little valve here under your bat belt?
Oh, no, Papa Smurf. That was the bat depressurization valve.
Oh, no, he's deflating.
Blow me back up. Blow me quick.
Please, blow me. Blow me back up. Blow me up quick.
Yeah, blow this.
Please, blow me.
See you later, Stay Puft Bat Marshmallow Man.
Shannon in the morning.
I guess better than ones on television. All right. Now, this is a Smurf episode about the general manager of another radio station in the Los Angeles area. The radio, can I say the caller? It's Kiss FM. And around, they don't say it to her face, but outside the radio station, they all kind of like poke fun at her. They call her Old Goat Lips. Because she's always sticking her lips out and all that. As a matter of fact, she was at a convention, a radio awards convention in Washington over the weekend, and she walked up to one of the folks that works at Pirate Radio late in the evening, I might say. Late in the evening, after the fun and frivolity had carried on for quite some time, she said, "Hey, do these look like goat lips to you?" So, ladies and gentlemen, the famous Smurfs Goat Lips episode for the very last time.
Today, the lovable Smurfs drop by the lavish and palatial estate of Kiss FM general manager, Old Goat Lips, and it looks like there's a party going on.
Hey, Goat Lips, it's us, the Smurfs. We're here! Look, Goat Lips, we've had a few too many brewskis in the car. Do you mind if we borrow your punch bowl? Miss Goat Lips, may I call you Miss Goat Lips? I've got a safety tip for you. Come here. Look, never, ever, ever put your Lady Norelco close to your Persian cat. Like this. Oops, Goat Lips, you better keep an eye on your chihuahua. Looks like Papa Smurf is practicing to be a doggy proctologist. Uh-oh, too late.
Tune in next time when Papa Smurf says...
You know, I think that chihuahua was starting to like me.
Ghostbusters!
There's something bad on your radio. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
You just heard Rick D's. Can't take no more. Who you gonna call?
Wait for me, Lynn, you goat face monster, you.
I ain't afraid of no goat.
I can't hear you, Lynn.
Oh, Goat Lips gonna get you.
Oh, there you are.
I ain't afraid of no goat. Come on, Goat Lips.
She got hair on her face.
Something smells on your radio. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
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 What we're gonna do without the little Smurfsters? 729, it's a Smurfathon, ladies and gentlemen. Every time we run one, you'll hear the Smurf alert. And now let's go back to when the L.A. school strike was on.
Today, the Smurfs go to work as substitute teachers at Smurfmont High.
Okay, class. Sex education, huh? Okay, well, here's the male genitalia. It's... holy! That thing's huge!
Hey, teach! That's not the actual size. That's a poster.
Oh, okay, but... how did it get so ugly?
It's a cross-section. It's kind of like cut in half.
Oh, no, that must have been painful.
Meanwhile, in the zoology lab...
So, watch as I dissect a frog with this chainsaw.
Then, on to the phys ed class.
All right, guys. Today, we're going to raid the Smurfette's locker room.
All right, all right, yeah. Great.
And here's Papa Smurf teaching driver Ed.
I'll teach you how to drive through the McDonald's drive-thru.
Yes, could I help you, please?
Yeah, sure. We'll take the, whoa, hit the brake. Oh, never mind. See you later.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the further adventures of the Smurfs.
Well, that should wrap it up, Smurfs. We're done for the day.
All right. Hey, let's go check out Mr. Rogers. He's filming in Studio 2E today.
Yeah.
All right.
And perhaps your mother has a vibrator just like this one. They also come in the color white and in different... oh, boys and girls, it's the Smurfs. Hello, Smurfs.
Howdy, Rogers. This neighborhood isn't big enough for the two of us.
Yeah.
Go, pull down his pants.
Whoa.
Get a load of that underwear.
Whoa.
Crotchless pink leather boxer shorts with little penguins. And a tattoo of She-Ra on his thigh. Uh-oh, watch out.
Sure. Can you say goodbye to your testicles?
Don't worry, we'll have the cartoonists draw them back on tomorrow morning. Let's get out of here. This guy's crazy.
Up yours, you smurfosexual person, you!
First, let's go back to one of the more popular Smurf episodes. The Smurfs go to the beach.
And now the Smurfs go to the beach.
Hey, Smurflings, what do you say we head to the Santa Monica Beach this afternoon?
All right, let's go.
Let's go trolling for some Smurfette.
Yeah, radical, dude.
Oh, my God, what's that?
Holy hippopotamus, Bat Smurf.
That lady makes Shamu look like a house pet. She's huge.
We've got to get her out of here or she'll cause an eclipse.
But what are we going to do?
Hey, Orca, we're the ugly police and you're under arrest.
For impersonating Jell-O.
Hey, you guys smurf off.
Hey, bonsai lady, do you go grocery shopping at the zoo? Hey, Cujo, how come they don't let fat ladies drink beer on the beach so they don't get sand in their schlitz?
Hey, you guys, get out of here.
Don't worry about us, Bonanza. I'd worry about your poodle. I think Papa Smurf wants to date her.
Yeep.
But of course I respect you.
Beefy.
Hasta la bye-bye, French fry.
The final episode of the Smurfs on Pirate Radio.
And now, the final Smurf episode ever, the last charade, the final cold beer, the last temptation of Papa Smurf.
Hey, there's a 7-Eleven. Let's go.
Yay.
Hey, hit the brake.
Oh, no, Smurfs, this is not a drive-thru.
Well, it is now.
Hey, Punjabi, we've had one too many brewskis and we've got a...
You have to go pee in the Slurpee machine?
Bingo, light bulb.
Whoa, this Slurpee is cold.
Yeah, it's deep, too.
Hey, Ahmed, what's on your chin?
Huh? Ouch.
Wise guy.
And now, a Twinkie in a 30-mile-per-hour crash test.
Oh, please go home.
Hey, Goat Breath, I got a joke for you. What happens when we put your watch into the microwave?
What?
This. And now, aisle 3 in a 10-mile-per-hour crash test.
Hey, that's Fred Flintstone.
Hey, Fred, have yourself a Slurpee.
Yeah, good idea. I'm glad I thought of that. This stuff burned all the hair off my tongue.
Hey, Fred, who's that person with you?
I'm Miss Stringfellow from Hanna-Barbera.
She's the Smurf Proctologist.
She's the Hanna-Barbera Police.
I'm here to serve you with this statement.
What's it say?
It says that we're busted for being Smurf impersonators.
And you're obviously under the influence.
No Slurpee, Sherlock. We're toast.
I'm going to have to cuff all of you.
Before you leave, can I please to be peeing on them?
Hold your pud, Punjabi. These little blue butts are going downtown with me. Into the paddy wagon, you guys. Got any last words?
Yeah! Up yours, Dick Tracy!
Pirate Radio.